Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. India condemns Pakistan at the United Nations on the Pahalgam terror attack, calls it a rogue state for fueling global terrorism. Congress party urges Prime Minister Narendra Modi for special session of parliament in the backdrop of Pahalgam terror attack. Mark Carney's Liberal Party set to win Canada's general election. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to face Kolkata Knight Riders in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. He added that the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the Yugam Conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from the government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He highlighted that a country's future is dependent on its youth, which is why it is crucial to prepare them for India's bright future. The Prime Minister noted that the new education policy is driving transformation in the country. He said the trinity of talent, temperament and technology will transform India's future.
साथियों, talent, temperament और technology की trinity ही भारत के भविष्य को transform करेगी. इसके लिए हम भारत के बच्चों को बचपन में ही जरूरी exposure दे रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi said India's university campuses are emerging as dynamic centres where the youth is driving breakthrough innovations. He said One Nation, One Subscription scheme is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach.
किसी भी देश का भविष्य उसकी युवा पीढ़ी पर निर्भर होता है. इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हम अपने युवाओं के भविष्य के लिए और उनको भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए तैयार करें. इसमें बड़ी भूमिका देश के एजुकेशन सिस्टम की भी होती है. इसलिए हम देश के एजुकेशन सिस्टम को 21वीं सदी की जरूरतों के मुताबिक आधुनिक बना रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government is working on the vision of Make AI in India with the objective of making AI work for India. He added that to further accelerate this growth, the government has launched the India AI mission.
हम Make AI in India इसके विजन पर काम कर रहे हैं और हमारा उद्देश्य है Make AI work for India. इस बार के बजट में हमने IIT में सीटों की संख्या और कैपेसिटी बढ़ाने का निर्णय लिया है.
The conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in India's innovation ecosystem, accelerate research to commercialization pipelines in frontier tech, strengthen academia, industry, government partnerships, and foster a national innovation alignment towards Vikasit Bharat at 2047. India has strongly raised the Pahalgam terror attack at the United Nations and also flagged a Pakistani minister's confession to training and funding terrorists. Pointing to a recent television interview of Pakistan Defence Minister Khwaja Asif, India's Deputy Permanent Representative at the UN, Yojana Patel, said the whole world has heard Pakistan's Defence Minister's confession of Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organisations. She said the open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state fueling global terrorism and destabilising the region.
The whole world has heard Pakistan's Defence Minister Khwaja Asif admitting and confessing Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations in a recent television interview. This open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state fueling global terrorism and destabilizing the region.
Ambassador Patel also slammed Pakistan for misusing and undermining the global forum to indulge in propaganda and make baseless allegations against India. The ambassador said, India deeply appreciates and values the strong, unequivocal support and solidarity extended by leaders and governments across the world in the wake of the recent terrorist attack at Pahalgam. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to Greece Foreign Minister Georgios Petratis. Both leaders discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Dr. S. Jaishankar said Greece's strong stance against cross-border terrorism is commendable. He added that both the country's strategic partnership reflects the depth of our ties. In the United States, members of the Indian community across various parts held prayer meets and vigils to express solidarity with the victims of the brutal Pahalgam terror attack. In Edison, New Jersey, more than 300 members representing around 20 organizations of the Indian American community gathered to condemn the horrific terrorist attack. Edison Mayor Sam Joshi and New Jersey Assemblyman Robert Karabinchak also attended the tribute event to pay homage to the victims. In Columbus, Ohio, community members waving Indian and American flags came together in a moving display of unity and grief, showing resilience after the horrific terror attack. Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, have called for a special session of parliament in the wake of the brutal terror attack in Pahalgam. In separate letters to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both leaders urged that a special session of both houses be convened at the earliest to demonstrate national unity and resolve. Mr. Kharge said, at a time when unity and solidarity are essential, such a session would be a powerful expression of the nation's collective will following the attack on innocent citizens. Meanwhile, the BJP today took a dig at the Congress for demanding a special session of Parliament on the Pahalgam terror attack. Party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla told media in New Delhi that Congress chief Mallikarjun Kharge should first tell what the collective resolution of the Congress is on the terror attack. He said, during the all-party meeting, the Congress said they are with the government and strict action must be taken, while Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said there should be no action against Pakistan. He further alleged that some Congress leaders have even attempted to shift the blame from Pakistan to India.
कांग्रेस पार्टी का कलेक्टिव रिजॉल्व क्या है इस पूरे पहलगाम आतंकी हमले पर वो देश को बताना चाहिए क्योंकि एक तरफ तो ऑल पार्टी मीटिंग में कांग्रेस पार्टी के लोग आते हैं कहते हैं हम देश के साथ है और दूसरी ओर हम देखते हैं कि इनके सबसे बड़े नेता सिद्धरमैया जी बोलते हैं पाकिस्तान पर कड़ी कार्रवाई नहीं होनी चाहिए संतोष लाड़ बोलते हैं कि इंडस का पानी क्यों बंद किया जा रहा है सैफुद्दीन सोज और तारिक कर्रा कहते हैं पाकिस्तान से बातचीत करो इनके अन्य नेता जो है पाकिस्तान से दोष हटाकर भारत पर ही दोष डालते हैं.
The BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by the Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that the Congress is trying to weaken the country through such posts at this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack.
जो पाकिस्तान का इरादा है मकसद है वो कभी पूरा नहीं होगा लेकिन उसी तरह की एक तस्वीर यहां पे प्रधानमंत्री जी के लिए की जाती है कांग्रेस कह रही है पाकिस्तान हम तुम्हारे साथ हैं तुम चिंता ना करो और एक मजबूत संदेश देने का प्रयास करती.
The BJP spokesperson asserted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has clearly stated that the master of terrorists behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military at some places along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara and Baramula districts, as well as the Akhnoor sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. There were no reports of any casualties. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Mark Carney's Liberal Party set to win the Canadian general election According to the latest trends, the Liberals are currently leading in 167 seats, while the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is leading in 145. To secure a majority government, a party must win at least 172 out of 343 seats. Addressing the party supporters, Carney urged Canadians to embrace kindness and prepare for transformative action to build a strong and free Canada. He said that President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us, but that will never ever happen.
We are once again at one of those hinge moments of history. Our old relationship with the United States, a relationship based on steadily increasing integration, is over. The system of open global trade, anchored by the United States, a system that Canada has relied on since the Second World War, a system that, while not perfect, has helped deliver prosperity for a country for decades, is over. We are over the shock of the American betrayal. But we should never forget the lessons.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with UK's Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in London to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties and bilateral trade. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the talks on the free trade agreement between India and the UK are being relaunched and both sides are committed to moving the agreement forward. In Pakistan's Sindh province, protests have intensified against the construction of 6 new canals on the Indus River. Lawyers, social activists and civil society groups have rejected the recent declaration by the Council of Common Interests, which failed to build consensus on the controversial project. The project, approved by President Asif Ali Zardari in July 2024, was aimed at irrigating vast tracts of previously uncultivable land. In Uttarakhand, the sacred portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines in Uttarkashi district will be opened for devotees on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya tomorrow. With this, the official commencement of the 2025 Char Dham Yatra will take place. Here's a report.
Special arrangements have been made to ensure a smooth start to the first phase of the Chardham Yatra at Gangotri and Yamunotri. The district administration has set up health camps, traffic control measures and information centers for the convenience of pilgrims. Additionally, thorough cleaning and enhanced security measures have been implemented along the travel routes. This year, CCTV surveillance, medical teams and disaster response units have also been deployed to strengthen safety and emergency services. Authorities claim that all the preparations are complete to make the Yatra smooth, secure and memorable for the pilgrims. There is a lot of enthusiasm among the devotees, and from today itself, a large number of pilgrims have started arriving. The portals of Kedarnath will be open on May 2, followed by Badrinath Dham on May 4. Santosh Thapliyal, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's historic century powered Rajasthan Royals to register an emphatic 8-wicket victory over Gujarat Titans at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. In the Women's Tri-Nation Cricket Series, the match between India and South Africa is currently underway at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Batting first, India women scored 276 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally up in afternoon trade today amid mixed global cues. On the sectoral front, while industrial energy as well as IT were leading, there was some selling pressure seen in the pharmaceutical, metal and healthcare packs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. India condemns Pakistan at the United Nations on the Pahalgam terror attack, calls it a rogue state for fueling global terrorism. Congress Party urges Prime Minister Narendra Modi for special session of Parliament in the backdrop of the Pahalgam terror attack. Mark Carney's Liberal Party set to win Canada's general election. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to face Kolkata Knight Riders in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.